Question 1. Ecology. Practice 2. Now listen to a lecture and take notes on the important information. Are human beings responsible for global warming? This question plagues many scientists. Consequently, environmental researchers keep presenting us with new evidence. They hope to prove human responsibility for global warming beyond a reasonable doubt. The problem is there are those who say such research is limited. These opponents of the environmental lobby argue that the studies conducted by researchers are often not collective enough or broad enough in their scope. Some scientists study air temperatures and others study ocean temperatures, but their data is not properly combined. They argue that, to date, no scientific study has proven an undeniable link between man-made gas emissions and global warming. Let us examine the arguments more closely. The environmentalists claim that global warming is responsible for many natural disasters. They believe that as the world becomes warmer due to the heat-retaining gases we pump into the atmosphere, our planet experiences severe climatic upheaval. This upheaval causes more droughts, more hurricanes and tornadoes, and even phenomena like tidal waves. Environmentalists believe we are pushing our planet towards environmental disaster. Those who oppose this view have a different argument. They suggest that natural disasters and wild weather have been around for millions of years. The example they offer to prove their argument is the El Niño weather phenomenon. Have any of you heard of it? Well, El Niño is an ancient weather phenomenon that sometimes causes ocean temperatures to rise or tropical winds to change direction. These changes often result in terrible storms or flooding in certain areas of the Earth. In other areas, it can even cause drought. It's a totally natural phenomenon, as natural as volcanic eruptions or earthquakes. So, the opponents of the environmental lobby think the argument that humans cause global warming is hypothesis, not fact. Instead, they complain that limiting emissions is going to cost jobs and money. Until there is indisputable proof linking greenhouse gas emissions to increased global temperatures, they tell us, there is no urgency in cutting down on these emissions.